welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello, welcome to episode 393 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal, Sean Orford. Did you want to have a cough beforehand, Sean, or are you okay?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm still here.
Aren't we all? Yeah, you're still standing. We're all good. We're talking about false prophets and prophets of doom. Sorry, not false prophets today and bad news. And not like we're not celebrating it. We're kind of trying to break free of that cycle and get some...
Yeah, let's get a bit of positive going here.
Yeah, so we'll come on to that in a sec. liveinthepresent.co.uk for all the show notes and links, as ever, on the website. Check it out, all the previous episodes as well, and Sean's blog post for the week, which I've just been reading through. We'll talk about that in a sec. But how's life, Sean? We're kind of a week and a half out from Christmas, so are you...
This time of year, what I do is I get everybody to collect all the bits of candles throughout the year. Don't throw them away. And then this time of year, I make a whole batch of candles. So yesterday, I made, I made a whole load of candles, all different sizes. But this is the equivalent of the one that you get from the White Company that costs about £99.
Yeah.
And I've just collected bits of that candle, and it would be a little bit taller than this one because this is made in the cake tin. But it actually smells exactly like the candle from the White Company because that's the wax I've used. Don't let anyone throw anything away. I always get them to save it, you see. I made about a dozen candles yesterday.
All that size or a varying shape and size?
All different sizes. All different sizes, but yeah. When I was making them, you could smell that smell all the way around the house.
Nice.
Crazy. Yeah. So what have you been up to then?
I'm kind of getting ready for Christmas as well. I've got the kids finish school on Friday and then they're off. They've got a week before the Christmas. So I guess it's, I've had a birthday. So it's my birthday yesterday, actually, as we're recording this. So another year older, another year wiser and all that.
And the minutes.
Yeah, so it's all good, really. I mean, we'll kind of get cracking onto the subject now because thinking about the year that's been and the year that lies ahead, and certainly maybe the first few months of next year, there's a bit of trepidation on planet Earth, isn't there? And certainly in the UK. Cases are starting to rise again just when they shouldn't, you know, just as we're all wanting to meet up with family at Christmas. So is it all right to be positive about next year, Sean, or what are you thinking?
I think we have to. You know, if you go back to Captain Tom and his thing about expecting that tomorrow is going to be better than today, you know, let's get the positive going here. And even if we are stuck in the virus, we're going to be nearer the end than we are the beginning. So it's like we can either keep rehearsing the negative or we can start getting a bit of positive going. You know? Is that you ringing then?
Yeah, hang on. I'm just going to cancel that. That'll just be some weird sales call from a robot. Probably just hung up on my grandma there. Never mind.
You can't fancy calling your grandma a robot. I don't know.
Sorry, what were you saying? Go on.
What I'm saying is that we've got to get out of this habit. If we don't, next year is going to be some kind of mental health crisis in this country, or maybe right across the world. But we've got to get out of this habit of rehearsing the negative all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to start getting some positive going. And the issue is, it was bad enough before we went into all this COVID stuff. If you sit in a cafe somewhere and you listen to people talking, I've always got ears on elastic, I'm always listening. And people aren't going, oh, isn't it amazing? Wow, what an incredible day. People are actually rehearsing negative stories. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, and then, you know, and that whole thing is just, it's like looking out through a magnifying glass now. Everything can be seen as bad. And I keep hearing people being negative. Negative. And the three things, I do attend to the news. People say to me, I don't watch the news anymore. Well, I need to attend to the news because lots of people that I work with are talking about it. So I need to be informed. But the things, it's like we've got the virus, we've got Brexit, and we've got Trumpy. And each time you look at it, there's another load of negativity. And the one that bounced up this morning was, you know, about the Muslims that are said to be oppressed in China and being forced to work in the cotton fields to create the cotton. And even places like Marks and Spencer's is refusing to take Chinese cotton anymore. You know.
Right.
It's like negative, 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 negative. Yeah. And then the next thing, I have to go to Costco before Christmas to get some bits. And then I hear that we're back into the, oh, all the shelves are going to be empty in January. Oh, we're all going to be starving to death. So we need to hold food now. You know, we're back into it again. It's like,
ah. All right. Thanks, Sean. Yeah. That sounds like you need a bit of one-to-one therapy, perhaps. But
I'll come and see you later.
Yeah. Bob Brown, when you're ready. I mean, there is kind of we do obviously seem to have some kind of bias within our minds to want to seek out bad news. Are we seeking out, or is it finding us, or what's the crack?
I think that, I mean, we've talked before about the idea that bad news is good news in the sense that bad news keeps us safe. Yeah, I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
But the overall, it's a habit, isn't it? We get into the habit of moaning. We don't wake up and think, hey, what's going to be good about today? We wake up and think, oh, no. And then we start moaning about it. And it's like we really need a bit of change here. We need a bit of positive.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
it's like, yeah, when we went online, you told me a really positive story about you and the kids going from a bike ride, really long bike ride. Amazing, those little guys have got the legs for it and keep going. It's incredible.
Well,
you know,
yeah, we had a really nice little birthday weekend. Yeah, and I had a ride out to Chester with the lads. And I don't know, throughout this whole mad 9 months we've all been through on planet Earth, I've always been felt a bit guilty when speaking to people because they ask how we're getting on. Because we've had a blast. We've had a really good time. And I just, Bethan doesn't listen to this, my wife, this show much anymore, I don't think. So I can say this without blowing the cover. One of her Christmas presents is a photo album from, you know, our year on planet Earth. I use Google Photos now, and you can make a photo album really in about 5 minutes just by clicking away. And yeah, you know, I was looking through the photos, it arrived yesterday. We've had a great year, you know. I mean, yeah, struggles, and yeah, you know, my work's been all right, and Bethan's a teacher, so you know, there's been no job security stuff there. I think you and your clan are kind of possibly the only people directly that we know that have been affected by the virus, you know, and you managed to scrape through all right.
Yeah, five of us in the family have had it.
Right. So, so we've swerved the virus as well so far, you know, not out of the woods yet and all that. But yeah, I feel a bit guilty, you know, when people ask how we are and how our year's been, saying fine.
But is that because you feel like you ought to be saying, and getting all theatrical about it?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I mean, because I'm aware, you know, people are and have struggled, you know, and there are real issues going on out there and on planet Earth. You know, it's not just us. A lot of our friends, you know, and family, okay, they might not have like loved it, and they might have had to miss out on certain things this year, like we all have. But at the same time, most people in my social group that, which extends pretty far, you know, are happy and healthy and have made the most of the crazy last 9 months. But
yeah,
we don't get to get, we're not getting called to be on you know, the news at 1 or or Channel 4 news at 7 o'clock to talk about our experiences. Strange, isn't it?
yeah but it's interesting, isn't it, like being embarrassed about having a good time. yes, I'm really happy, I'm embarrassed to say, rather than actually celebrating how good it is. And I think that describes exactly what I'm talking about, really.
It's strange.
It's like we tune into the negativity and then we can't let it go,
Yeah. I linked to a movie as my resource of the week a few weeks ago called Life is Beautiful, about a dad who is taken into a concentration camp in World War II by the Germans. He's a Jewish family. And he makes the most of the situation by kind of pretending with his son that it's a big game and that, that they have to enjoy their time in there. And it's a story, and it's obviously kind of written for the screen and all that. But there's a tale in there, isn't there? Even in the most horrendous of circumstances, you are allowed to try and make the most of it and have, a decent time if possible.
I think I've told you before about the guy in oncology who had he had tumours on his spine. They were compressing his spine, so he was losing his ability to do stuff. And he was the most positive person on the planet. And it made me laugh because it really affected even the toughest of nurses, this guy. And he'd gradually, as the compressions grew, he could no longer use his legs. They went. And then his left arm had gone. And it wasn't long after this that he died. But he was saying to the nurses, "Well, look, I can still drink a cup of tea." And he had it in his hand. He was like, "That amazing, I can still drink a cup of tea." And he was just so positive. Lovely, lovely guy, right to the end. And that's it, isn't it? Someone else gets a splinter in their finger and it's like, oh. And so we have to start looking at the positive. This is a time, we're in the midst of winter. People are being worried about what we're going to be able to do for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. We can do things at Christmas. And even if it is, we have a smaller kind of family, we can still enjoy that intensely and really enjoy those relationships and build those relationships. We gotta be positive. I guess that the thing is, what do you do when the people around you are all being negative? Because this is a big one that people say to me, what do I do? What am I supposed to do? They're all so bloody negative. And right. the worst thing ever to do is to start being positive and going, because then it just makes the situation worse. You can be positive by example. But if you start saying things to people like that, then it gets like it's Coué's law of reverse effort. Like it gets even worse, people, because if you say to people, it can't be as bad as that, they go, "Oh, you just don't know." Oh, then they break into this whole story about, how desperate it all is, And in the end, you have to allow the mad people to be mad and move away. Hopefully you can find a few people around you that are positive enough so you can have a positive conversation rather than rehearsing the negativity. Because I wonder how many people around the Christmas table are going to be going, "Oh, God, I never thought we'd get here this year. I bet next year is going to be even worse, and it'll be all that kind of thing." It's like, stop it. We've all got to Christmas. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. We made it.
And if we make it from Christmas to New Year, hey, we're ahead of the game. Let's get a bit of positive going.
Yeah, you seen any fun and games on your social media or in your life about vaccination theories and how...
I've had the lot. My favourite is they want us to have the injection because there's a magic substance in it, which means they're going to be able to control us.
Yeah, I heard that one. And they're going after the old people first.
That was the other one, was that this vaccine is designed to get rid of the old people. That's why they're doing the first, because they're such a burden on society.
They're living too long.
Let's bump them all off. Now, actually, maybe the people that have worked on creating the vaccine are trying to do it so they can save people's lives and help things. You know, maybe they are actually positive rather than negative.
Imagine. Yeah. I mean, if you look at like the history of media and how we've consumed news in the last 100 years, it's quite an amazing thing, really. You know, from whatever, from the printed press to radio to TV, and then more recently, obviously, to the internet. Things have just exploded, haven't they? Now we all have our own little personal news feeds that come into our phones and our whatever iPads and tablets and laptops. All day, every day, pinging away. And it's kind of been weaponized a little bit, hasn't it? And in the sense that it's weaponized our minds and our, because, you know, we are addicted to these things. And every time they ping, they kind of grab our attention. But why has it been so easy for the bad news to latch onto that? Because there must be a bit of us that craves that and wants it.
I, beyond the kind of natural negative bias about keeping safe, I think that habitually we've grown up in families that rehearse the negative. So when we're children, we observe and we learn to do the same thing. So by the time we've moved on and we've got our own family, we're repeating the things that we learned when we were children. So that negative way of looking at things just goes down the line. You know, people aren't, I mean, there was a time when people genuinely said things like grace before they ate. You know, thank you for giving me this food. Isn't it amazing we've got this food to eat? Yep. Yeah. I wonder how many people do that now, as opposed to people going, oh, no, not bloody burgers and chips again. Oh, no. You know, or, you know, this burger's cooked too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick rather than being grateful. Being grateful for what you got.
Yeah, there's a little YouTube vid by an American comedian. I can't remember his name. In fact, I think he was wrapped up in the whole Me Too stuff recently, so he might not be someone who you should share that much these days. But he does a really good comedy bit about Wi-Fi on airplanes and how quickly we become like ungrateful. So he does a bit about a guy he was on a plane with who, it was the first flight he'd ever been on where you could get the internet, you know, as you were flying around, and how amazing that was. And this guy that was sat next to him that was initially so like excited about it was really angry when it went down for 2 minutes because they hadn't quite perfected the technology. So, you know, 2 minutes after being incredibly grateful and amazed about this thing, he's like raging against the world that kind of snatched it away from him as he's moving across the continent in a metal tube at, you know, 500 miles an hour, which in itself is quite amazing, an amazing thing in itself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bizarre. But if the world's going to change this over the coming years, and as you've said, that things like air travel have to diminish, maybe we're going to have to learn to be grateful to the countries that we live in and enjoy the countries that we live in, rather than a feeling like, no, we have to go to somewhere else to be happy. Mm. Yeah. It's like, why can't we go to Devon or Cornwall, or, you know, which is as far west and warm as you can get, I guess, for us. Mm. Rather than, you know, we've got to fly to Costa Del, whatever.
Yeah.
And being able to get to that point where we can be happy about what we've got and where we are, rather than craving and moaning. Because, I mean, that's one of the other moans is, well, I booked a holiday, don't know whether we'll be able to go or not. No. Yeah, so let's build in the negative now. And I had somebody who, no, we booked this holiday because it was really good. It was really cheap. They'd really done knockdown prices. But the problem was, it's a no return fee. You have to pay for it up front, and there's no return.
No. So we've got to go.
Yeah. God.
People are endlessly fascinating, aren't they? How did what tricks do you use, Sean, to kind of Because you say you're informed, but you're not inundated by the news. But how do you stay on top of things and stay so chirpy? What's your secret?
I literally do what it says on the tin. I do things like the meditation, because in the meditation you can let things go. Yeah, it's like when you sit down to meditate, and like everybody does it, doesn't matter when they're meditating, your head's full of chatter. It's full of all the, they call it chittam. In chit is thought, and chittam in Sanskrit is like the rubbish in your head and chewing gum in your mind. So you have to go through the chittam and let the chittam settle to let the pure thought, the chit, come through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that means actually letting go of and not rehearsing the stuff. So you can observe it going by, but don't grab hold of it. And for me, at the end of any one day, like anybody who does the kind of stuff I do, is you've got everybody else's stuff in your head. Now, I don't want to feed that. I don't want to keep it. So if I sit down and just do a bit of stuff at the end of the day and just let it go, you know. And that's a habit. In the same way that rehearsing all this negativity and being a doomsayer and, oh, my God, it's like that's just a habit as well. So why not develop the habit of being positive, you know?
Yeah, there's a quote that you put in your blog post. I think it's a quote. I'm not sure if you wrote this, actually. Human consciousness is such a powerful tool that it can solve problems, except those that it believes that it cannot. So is that a statement?
That is a genuine quote from myself. Do you think that'll make me famous?
That, it might do, yeah. One day there'll be people quoting you on that long when you're long gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be getting the royalty rights on your books by then as well.
Definitely. Yeah. I'm going to will them to you along with all my debts
and your e-bike. I want your e-bike as well.
Yeah. What was it? You went out for the bike ride with the kids. What was the weather like? Was it good?
Yeah, it was cool. It was Saturday. And it was awful in the morning, but it did say that it was gonna clear by 11 o'clock-ish, and sure enough it did. It was bit of a breeze, but we actually had a bit of a tailwind out to Chester, so it's glorious. So my little, well, William can ride all day. He could do 100 miles in a day, I think, if we wanted. Jacob's only 6, bless him, and he's there. But he did 20 miles. Yeah, no problem.
That's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So how long was that, like 4 hours for him?
It's 10 miles to Chester, so it's pretty flat as well. So it was about 2 hours, I think. It took us to get out there, maybe a bit longer. Mm. It was about the same back. I offered him because I knew it was going to get dark, and we didn't set off from till 3:30. I said, "Do you want to get the train? And you can get the train home, and I'll bomb it back on my bike, get the car," because those guys had got the car part way. But no, he was like, he was determined. He wanted to do it in the dark, you know, and into the wind as well. So I did give him a bit of a push partway through, like along the river paths. I was riding one-handed and shoving him along, but he loved it, man. He chatted the whole way. He didn't complain once.
So there was no doom talk. There was no, oh, it's getting dark, oh, it's going to rain, none of that. It was all positive.
None of that. Now, we did have an incident when we got into Chester. There's a little bit where you have to go on like a shared path pavement. It's really busy with traffic, and we were along the pavement, and there was a big puddle on this little a driveway, and I said, go through the puddle and ride up the other side. But it turns out at the end of the puddle there was just a curb, quite a steep curb, so he hit the curb and then put his feet down into, you know, 6 inches of water. So I said, wring his socks out, and he was crying and all that. But we cycled on to the restaurant and then dried his clothes out when we were there. So he still wanted to ride home, and he loved it, man. So yeah, we had a good time. Mm-hmm. I might have to say we had a really, really nice weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's that whole thing about when you say about people ask you how things going, and you almost feel embarrassed saying, no, they're good, I'm having a good time. Mm. No, because everyone is talking so negatively, we now feel guilty if things are okay.
Yeah.
Mm. It's crazy.
Strange turn of events. You got a resource of the week, Sean, you want to mention?
Yeah. I've got something which some people go at, which I think is really good. Go on. And it's Let's look on the bright side of life. It's the video recording of that on, okay, cool, on YouTube. You know, and why not? Let's look at the good stuff.
Yeah.
Stop moaning about the negative.
I used to go and watch Tranmere Rovers play when I was a younger man with my dad. And, you know, football stadiums can be quite hostile places if your team isn't doing well. You know, and the referee gets it, and, you know, the manager and the players are all getting booed if you're losing. And if Tranmere lost, I'm not sure if they always did this, but on the way out, they would play that song on the way out to all the fans. I didn't think much of it at the time, really, but it's quite a gutsy thing to do to, you know, 10, 15,000 angry football fans.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like it. I'm not sure if they still do that. Yeah, good fun. Yeah. I'm linking to a couple of things. One is a petition I've done, actually. So my road safety stuff is stepping up a gear. There was a chap died near us a couple of weeks ago at a junction, you know, Broadway roundabout in Bevington.
Yeah.
So crossing the road, mind his own business, and wallop, gets whacked by a driver. So don't know the.
So was he walking or riding?
He was walking, yeah, just crossing. And so I've looked into it, and it's the sixth serious incident at that junction since 2015. So I'm like, fix it, man, fix it. You know, we've got to make it safe for walking. So if anyone could have a look at that and sign it, I would be very grateful. Yeah. And the other one is a YouTube vlog. And it's related to this episode, this one. It's about a couple of guys who cycled across Mexico, despite the warnings. So a lot of people warned them off it because Mexico is not the safest place to be. You know, statistically, it is actually like one of the highest, you've got the highest chance of being murdered anywhere in the world. But they decided to do it anyway, and they kind of took lots of local advice. And sure enough, they had an absolute ball, and there was a couple of times when they had to take a different route. And I just think it's a good example of, you know, not always listening to the doom and gloom. And as long as you take precautions and you kind of have the right mindset, all will be well generally, won't it?
Yeah. And I found that when I was doing all my traveling, sometimes on my own, sometimes with the backpack, went to all kinds of places that these days you probably would go to, but I found them really safe.
Yeah.
You know, I never really had any trouble at all. Yeah. I think human beings are basically good people. We just have a few nutters amongst us who stir everybody up.
Yes, agreed. Cool. We're going to record another one now, Sean, but I'm going to end this
video,
and I'll send you another link.
So okay.
Get the recording. But in the meantime, everyone, you have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next time, eh?
Yeah. Keep smiling.
See you on the other side. Ta-da.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Yeah.